This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. By composer Frank Bridge. That's a tune called the Scherzo Fantastique in the key of E minor. We heard the Northern Symphony of England, conducted by David Lloyd Jones. And this is Kansas Public Radio. I have some more classical music for you. I'm Jeff Watson, and for this Friday noon hour, the Orchestra of the Golden Age will sample from Tafelmusik, music for the table, chamber music by Georg Philipp Telemann a bit later. Then the City of London Symphony have got a little bit more of a recent suite that aims to sound from a different time, the Suite Antique by John Rutter, for flute, harpsichord, and strings, all ahead here on KPR. Thanks for being with us on a Friday afternoon. Next, we bring you the Vienna Philharmonic and conductor Zubin Mehta to enjoy the energy of Johann Strauss, Jr. Here's one of his many delightful waltzes called Morgenblätter, or Morning Papers, on KPR. That applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Zubin Mehta with Morning Papers, a waltz by Johann Strauss, Jr. on Kansas Public Radio. We've just hit 12:24, and still to come, in the second half of the hour, we've got for you the City of London Symphonia and the Suite Antique, music by composer John Rutter, for flute, harpsichord, and strings, on the way here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And Mammoth presenting Cake, June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at the Topeka Performing Arts Center on June 27th. On the KU campus right now, cloudy skies and 76 degrees. Today's high will be around 79 and cloudy skies for the day. Tonight, cloudy, lows in the mid-60s and a high of 85 tomorrow with a slight chance of showers. We'll bring you next chamber music of the Baroque time and open up the books of Tafelmusik, Music for the Table by Georg Philipp Telemann. To enjoy a trio in E-flat major, here's the Orchestra of the Golden Age on Kansas Public Radio. There you had members of the Orchestra of the Golden Age with a trio in E-flat major from many volumes of Tafelmusik by Georg Philipp Telemann, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:40 now and 20 minutes to go until our next NPR News update. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. As well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us here on a Friday afternoon. Now, being Friday, you know what that means. Tonight is Film Music Friday. And I'll be back with you for that this evening. And maybe it's all this World Cup business, but I find myself in a sporting mood for tonight, so we'll bring you music from the wide world of sports. We'll hear fun stuff from movies like The Natural, A League of Their Own. You will get the Rocky training montage theme and lots of final game energy. Tonight during Film Music Friday, that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. I'll be back with you this evening for the program. On the KU campus, it is 76 degrees, cloudy skies for the rest of this afternoon and tonight, lows in the mid-60s. We have a 20% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. Temperatures should be in the mid-80s for a Saturday. We'll bring you now the City of London Symphonia, conducted here by the composer of the music, John Rutter, and a concert work from 1979, although Rutter wrote it to sound like it came from the era of Johann Sebastian Bach. This is known as the Suite Antique, and in fact it premiered at a concert in which Bach's Fifth Brandenburg Concerto was to be performed, and Rutter used the same combination of instruments to achieve a very different result. The Suite Antique, here is the City of London Symphonia on Kansas Public Radio. From composer John Rutter, the Suite Antique, composed in 1979. In that recording, John Rutter led the City of London Symphonia here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News. The next hour of classical music will have, among other things, the Piano Quintet of Max Bruch, and then the State Chamber Orchestra of Zelina have music by composer Darius Milhaud, piano and orchestral vignettes known as Le Carnaval d'Aix. Stay tuned for that and much more on KPR.
In the new Stephen...
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live, if any. The Dow is down 14. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, along with violinist Lisa Batashvili, and the Grand Waltz from Cinderella, composed by Sergei Prokofiev on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome back. It's Jeff Watson again, and classical music continues on Friday afternoon. Coming up is the Zelina State Chamber Orchestra and pianist Joshua Pierce. From French composer Darius Milhaud, we've got a collection of piano vignettes that add up together to a grand old time when we hear Le Carnaval d'Aix. We've got that and more still to come. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. We will continue with chamber music, composed in 1886 by Max Bruch, during his time as director of the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. This is a music that offers a warm and lyrical experience, his piano quintet in G minor. Here is Ensemble Ulf Hölscher on Kansas Public Radio. Chamber music created in 1886 by Max Bruch. His piano quintet in G minor, played by Ensemble Ulf Hölscher, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:39. We have a little over 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour and NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. I really appreciate being with you, sharing classical music this Friday afternoon. And being Friday, I'll be back with you tonight for Film Music Friday. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. What with all this World Cup business, I find myself in a sporting mood. So tonight, we've got music from the wide world of sports. We've got fun stuff from movies like The Natural, Remember the Titans. We will be hearing the Rocky theme tonight, and lots of music with some strong final game energy. All tonight, during Film Music Friday. I'll be back with you tonight for that from 7 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. And the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information is at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Here on the KU campus, little light rain, cloudy skies, and About 76 degrees, warming up to about 78 today, cloudy throughout, and tonight's lows in the mid-60s, 20% chance of showers for tomorrow. We have a little music for piano and orchestra. Music by French composer Darius Milhaud, and some work that was put together in the 1920s while Milhaud was taking an American tour. These are a series of piano and orchestral vignettes, so to speak, all compiled into a suite that was based on an earlier ballet by Milhaud. Each piano vignette representing sort of a different stock character from the Italian comedic tradition. This is known as Le Carnaval d'Aix. We'll hear the State Chamber Orchestra of Zelina, led by Kirk Trevor, with pianist Joshua Pierce on Kansas Public Radio. Music for piano and orchestra composed in the 1920s by French composer Darius Milhaud, a series of vignettes that together comprise Le Carnaval d'Aix, played by the State Chamber Orchestra of Zelina, led by Kirk Trevor and pianist Joshua Pierce on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and after the news from NPR, we've got another hour of classical music, which will bring us, among other things, Symphony No. 52 by Franz Joseph Haydn. That and a good deal more still to come. Stay with us on KPR. Morning Edition. Weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live on 64 points, the NASDAQ off 74. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Fun tune by Percy Grainger. We heard Spoon River with the Rochester Pops, led by Frederick O'Neill on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. And there's a little bit more classical music for you on a Friday afternoon. Coming up is the quintet for flute, string, trio, and harp. A fetching bit of chamber music from Jean Francais, plus the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, and Haydn's 52nd Symphony. All ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Before we continue, just a quick note that if you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab. Here we'll listen to the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with conductor Jorkja Ling and trumpeter Rolf Smedvig. From composer Giuseppe Tartini, here's a trumpet concerto in D on Kansas Public Radio. Now there's the trumpet virtuosity of Rolf Smedvig playing with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with a trumpet concerto in D major from Giuseppe Tartini here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 now. In about 10 minutes, we'll have along the Swedish Chamber Orchestra for a Haydn Symphony, number 52 to be specific. Stay with us for more wonderful classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, and author Boots Riley. June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts now through June 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. It is 77 degrees on the KU campus, cloudy skies. Tonight, cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And depending on where you are in the KPR listening area, a slight chance of showers, 20% chance of showers for tomorrow. Highs of 86 and lows in the mid-70s for Saturday night. Next on KPR, here's the Mobius Ensemble and a delightful quintet for flute, string, trio, and harp, written in 1934 by French composer Jean Francais. Next on KPR. Quintet for flute, string, trio, and harp, written in 1934 by composer Jean Francais, played by the Mobius Ensemble, today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:33, and at 3 o'clock, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Afterwards, tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. is Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you for that this evening when we've got a program tonight that's all about the wide world of sports. Music from sports movies like The Natural, A League of Their Own, Rudy, Cinderella Man. Really, there are a ton of sports pictures, and I have tonight what I hope will be a nice, fun collection from a great many of them. Hope you can join me for that tonight. Film Music Friday is at 7 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request. That'll be from 1 to 4 p.m., the show where you, the listener, pick the playlist, and on the program tomorrow, a little PDQ Bach, blues for orchestra, including the Danube Waves, and more. There'll be that plus Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra during Classics by Request with Destiny. That's tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. And now we're ready to bring you the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. They have one of the many symphonies written by Franz Josef Haydn. This one, around the year of 1771, his 52nd in C minor, has been described by some as the grandfather of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony because of its general tone and mathematical precision. Symphony No. 52 by Haydn with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 52 in C minor by Franz Josef Haydn, performed by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Bela Drahos on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., it is Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you for that program tonight with music from the wide world of sports. From the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute FM 90.3. And we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, 20% chance of showers for tomorrow. The time is 3 o'clock, and you're listening to KPR.